I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 14 months ago, the president of Hope Givers International, Dr. Samuel Thomas, was arrested in India on anti-nationalism charges. Thomas was in the U.S. recently visiting his family on a court-approved visitation. In an exclusive interview with Mission Network News, he says although he faced harsh persecution and incarceration, he gave gospel portions to 1,500 inmates.
May 1st is the final decision for getting all the licenses back. We have only got a stay from the Supreme Court that let everything run as normal, but the case is still going on. So the 1st of May, the case should be finalized.
There's been no update from the ministry as to the status of the licenses. Next, the need is great in Somalia, where the worst violence in 16 years forced 500,000 women and children to flee. World Vision's offering food, medical facilities, and social support to the displaced who've lost family members and fell victim to rape and deadly diseases on their long journeys. They're assisting in an area where locals are still recovering from drought and unable to help. World Vision needs $750,000 to fund this effort and possibly more as the rainy season approaches. And finally, we take a look at the good of short-term missions. First, they allow the high school generation to get experience with missions. David Livermore, a seminary professor at Cornerstone University, is author of a short-term missions book. He says the key is using labor and love as seed-planting tools in combination with the gospel.
I think there's a wonderful opportunity through short-term missions that allows us to firsthand experience the world beyond the eyes of CNN and Fox News.
Trips can also get youth interested in long-term missions. If you're interested, go to our website. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date and relevant mission news every day, set your homepage to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.